Listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McParland. Her guest has been pianist Michelle Petrucciani in a program which originally aired in 1987. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding jazz musicians. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Dennis Ferrante, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, executive producer William D. Hay. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is Piano Jazz, SCETV Radio, 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Piano Jazz is made possible by Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. The original broadcast was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.
Have you ever thought about becoming a KPLU partner? KPLU partners are listeners who contribute between $500 and $1,000 to KPLU. As a partner, you'd get advanced special notice of KPLU events and programs. You'd also be helping make vital improvements to KPLU's broadcast and online programming, as well as aiding KPLU in providing additional community services. To learn more about becoming a KPLU partner, go to kplu.org and click on Membership and Support.
Coming up next, The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. Support for KPLU comes from
dozens of locally owned businesses who believe in the importance of public radio. You can access a list of locally owned businesses that support KPLU at our website, kplu.org. Just click on Business Partners, then Buy Local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. For those of you new to the program, I'm presenting some of the artists in alphabetical order of the first letter of their last name. In the W's, I continue this week with that. Cootie Williams, trumpet player. I'd like to start with 1941 after he got with Benny Goodman's band. He had been for, 11 years with Duke Ellington, and in October of 40, he left Duke Ellington and went with Benny Goodman. And Ray Nance took his place in Ellington's band. For those of you that are interested in that kind of statistic, Nance doing the trumpet work of Cootie. For Columbia Records, Benny Goodman and his Sextet, 1941. Two compositions by Goodman, Breakfast Feud and Gone with What Draft. Cootie, trumpet, Georgie All, tenor, Count Basie, piano, Charlie Christian, acoustic guitar, Artie Bernstein. It might not be an acoustic guitar, I didn't think about that. But anyway, on guitar, Artie Bernstein, on bass, Joe Jones, on the drums, and Benny Goodman. Thank you. Benny Goodman and his sextet, and I suppose that means seven, 1941 for Columbia with Cootie Williams on trumpet, Georgie Auld on tenor sax, Count Basie piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Artie Bernstein string bass, Joe Jones drums, and of course, Benny Goodman clarinet, two by Goodman, Breakfast Feud, and Gone with What Draft. Might have something to do with the Army. Cootie Williams. With Duke Ellington, Cootie, as I said, joined in the late 20s and lasted until October of 40, and then he went away with Goodman and then came back to Ellington again. In Chicago in 1940 for Victor Records, Ellington, as he did for many of his musicians, wrote a piece for him. This is called Concerto for Cootie, specifically for Cootie Williams and his trumpet, and the name of it would change a little later with some lyric and called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Cootie Williams with Duke Ellington, 1940, and a composition by Ellington for him called Concerto for Cootie. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Olympic Hot Tub Company, celebrating 32 years of serving Puget Sound with locations in Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, and Lacey. Locally owned and operated, offering a complete line of energy-efficient hot spring spas in Finlayo saunas. More information at OlympicHotTub.com.
In 1942, Cootie had his own orchestra and had a little bit of success for himself. In Chicago, he was friends with Bud Powell. Bud Powell was very young at the time, and Cootie sort of took him in and helped him through some things. Now, Bud Powell was a friend of Thelonious Monk, and Monk gave Bud Powell some material to take to Cootie, and they recorded these next two. Fly Right, which is the original name of Epistrophe by Thelonious Monk, and then in 1944, around midnight. I think the pianist is Kenny Kersey, we'll leave it at that. Two of them, by Monk, Cootie Williams, and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Trudy Williams and his orchestra and two compositions by Thelonious Monk from 1942 when the band was in Chicago. Fly Right, also known as Epistrophe, 1944, around midnight. Trudy Williams. Near the end of Duke Ellington's career in the late 60s, and the end of Trudy Williams performing with him, Ellington did a longer piece, a suite of things, called certain musicians out of the orchestra to play parts in this play. And the one he chose for Trudy Williams was called Night Flock.
And now to play the role of the shepherd who watches over the night flock comes Trudy Williams.
Thank you.
Judy Williams performing in the Duke Ellington Orchestra, a composition by Ellington called Night Flock, late 60s, issued on Pablo Records, Night Flock, and Judy Williams, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Portage Bay Cafe, offering Seattle a complete menu of organic, local, and sustainable dishes for breakfast and lunch. Celebrating their new location on Market Street in Ballard, by the Locks. Portage Bay's sister catering company can be found online at organictablecatering.com.
Now, Teddy Wilson. I've been doing Wilson and the W's because he's all over the map, thank goodness. And I want to put him in a couple places with Benny Goodman's sextet, starting in 1944. Goodman clarinet, Red Norvo vibe, Teddy Wilson piano, Sid Weiss, also last name starting with a W on bass, Maury Feld on drums, and the vocalist is Jane Harvey.
Thank you. a break. Take a lot more pains than our elders take, and make love's young dream come true.
Benny Goodman, in late 1944, for Columbia Records, and his quintet plus a vocalist makes it a sextet. After You've Gone by John Layton, and A Beauty Called If Only Another Boy and Girl, with Jane Harvey doing the singing for you. Goodman clarinet, Red Norvo vibes, Teddy Wilson on the piano, Sid Weiss bass, and Maury Feld on drums. The incredible lightness of Teddy Wilson's being is something, a lilt to his playing, which is quite infectious. Before I get to the February 1945 Benny Goodman sextet, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Stoneway Hardware in Wallingford and Sound Community Bank, both proud to support KPLU through the Buy Local program. A list of other locally owned businesses is online at kplu.org/buylocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Now, as I said, to February of 1945, also by Columbia, I thought what I'd do is let you hear what working it out is like in the music art of jazz, in the performing art of jazz. It's like a rough draft in your writing of the working drawings of Matisse, whatever you want to call that. We will hear a slipped disc composition by Goodman in four different guises. The first is a breakdown where they play for a while and Goodman decides he didn't like it, so he stopped. Then alternate take one and two. What they did in the recording days was to make several and then decide which one they wanted to have issued as the master. So the breakdown and two alternates and then the master. Goodman clarinet, Norvo again here on vibes, Wilson piano, Mike Bryan on guitar, Slam Stewart on bass, and Maury Feld drums. Slipped disc.
Thank you.
working it out with the Benjamin Sextet, 1945, for Columbia Records, of a composition by Goodman called Slip Disc. Goodman clarinet, Red Norvo vibraphone, Teddy Wilson on piano, Mike Bryan guitar, Slam Stewart bass, Maury Feld on drums. We heard four groupings, a breakdown, then two alternate takes, and then the one that was issued to the public on a 10-inch Columbia 78 record. Benny Goodman Sextet with Teddy Wilson at the piano. Now Harry Warren, composer. All these people are inextricably gathered together in this art form. Anita O'Day chose a composition by Harry Warren, lyric by Al Dubin from 1932 for the film 42nd Street. She also chose Jimmy Rolls to be on piano, Tal Farlow, guitar, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Larry Bunker on the drums.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Harry Warren, the composer of that, and Al Dubin, the lyricist, that came from 1932, called You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, sung in 1955 in Los Angeles by Anita O'Day on the piano, Jimmy Rolls, Tal Farlow guitar, Leroy Vinegar bass, Larry Bunker on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it is indeed my pleasure to be with you. Now, Miles Davis and Harry Warren. Warren wrote this in 1931. It's called You're My Everything. For Prestige Records, Miles in 56 with John Coltrane on tenor sax, Rhett Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and Miles, of course, on trumpet. Miles Davis, his trumpet, his quintet. 1956 for Prestige, You're My Everything, written by Harry Warren. And John Coltrane, tenor, Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Now to Mildred Bailey and Harry Warren, Bailey's own band for Vocalion, 1935. A rare one that Warren wrote, and the lyric by his friend Al Dubin. Here's Mildred Bailey to sing for you, I'd Rather Listen to Your Eyes.
Every time your lips say no, sir, I won't listen, I'm too wise. I would rather listen to your eyes. They have told me lots of things, dear, that your better self denies. So I'd rather listen to those eyes. There's nothing you could ever say that could convey the promise I've been waiting for. I look into your eyes and realize that they can tell me more. Eyes can be sincere and truthful. Lips can tell a lot of lies. So I'd rather listen to your eyes.
Mildred Bailey, 1935, for Vocalion Records, and a Harry Warren Al Dubin composition from that time. I'd Rather Listen to Your Eyes. Chris Griffin, nice solo bite. Chris on trumpet. Chew Berry, same thing, on tenor saxophone. Teddy Wilson, piano, another W version. Dick McDonough, playing guitar. Artie Bernstein, bass. Eddie Doherty on drums, and Mildred Bailey's hubby, Red Narvo, playing the xylophone. Ah, something for the X's. Mildred Bailey, Harry Warren, 1935. A jump now to 1953, Stan Kenton, Capitol Records. Harry Warren wrote this, the lyric by Johnny Mercer, the vocalist Chris Connor.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get? at those beavers, jeebers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, I'll get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, I'll get up. How'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
Stan Kenton and his vocalist Chris Connor, 1953 in Los Angeles for Capitol Records, an arrangement by Bill Russo of Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's Jeepers Creepers. Connie Gandoli and trumpet work there, the bass playing of Don Bagley and the guitar work of Sal Salvador. Stan Kenton and Harry Warren, 1953, Capitol Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
hundreds of companies that appreciate and value being a part of the public radio community through underwriting. Underwriting acts as a form of marketing that provides access to a large and influential audience. Info on becoming a KPLU underwriter is at kplu.org/underwriting.
I'd like to continue now with another composition by Harry Warren. First up is, I'm going to chase this, by the way, not first up, it's just going to be twice. It's called Shadow Waltz. He did this in collaboration with Al Dubin. We will hear first Stan Kenton, 53, and a Bill Russo arrangement of Shadow Waltz with work by Connie Gandoli on trumpet and trombonist Frank Rossellino. Then Shadow Waltz, 1977, done by Zoot Sims on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Rolfe piano, George Mraz on bass, Mousy Alexander on the drums.
Thank you.
Shadow Waltz by Harry Warren, a couple of places. Stan Kenton, 1953. Bill Russo on his arrangement of it. Connie Condoli's trumpet. Frank Rossolino's trombone. Then Zoot Sims, tenor saxophonist, in 1977 for Pablo. With Jimmy Rolls on piano. George Mraz, bass. Mousy Alexander on drums. And a little bossa nova for you right there. Shadow Waltz by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Vance Waller says, move over. He'd like to come in right now and do two. That's right, LPs are longer. He wants to do two 10-inch 78 records for you of Harry Warren.
But look at this. Lula's back in town. Bye, bye, bye. Yes, yes, yes. Gotta throw a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes, slick my hair. Got to get my soul booting there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Yeah.
Thank you.
you take your time.
Sweet and slow, we ain't got no place to go. We ain't going to Buffalo, no, no. Honey, take your time.
Oh, slow down, baby.
You heard of how the turtle and the rabbit ran a race. You heard of how the rabbit ended up in second place.
Now look out, baby, don't let's be like the rabbit, no, no.
Sweet and slow, while these lights are burning low. Oh, honey, I know we can make it if we take it. Sweet, but slow, yeah.
That's Waller meets Harry Warren, 1935, for Victor Records. Lulu's Back in Town, written by Warren and Al Dubin. And the same two wrote Sweet and Slow. Herman Autry played trumpet, Rudy Powell on clarinet, Waller singing and playing the piano, Al Casey guitar, Charlie Turner on string bass, Harry Dial on the drums. Fats Waller right here on 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Group Health Cooperative, now offering individual and family health plans to fit many different lifestyles. Healthcare support available online and in person. Dental coverage is also available. Details at ghc.org. Group Health, well beyond medicine.
Smile at me. I hear gypsy violins. Sing in December, long before the springtime is due. And even though it's snowing, violets are growing. I know why, and so do you. Why do breezes sigh every evening, whispering your name as they do? And why have I the feeling stars are on my ceiling? I know why, and so do you. When you smile at me, I hear gypsy violins. When you dance with me, I'm in heaven. When the music begins, I can see the sun when it's raining, hiding every cloud from my view. And why do I see rainbows when you're in my arms? I know why, and so do you. See the sun when it's raining, hiding every cloud from my view. And why do I see rainbows when you're in my arms? I know why, and so.
Torme singing for you in 1955 for Bethlehem Records, a composition by Harry Warren, lyric by Mack Gordon. I Know Why, arranged by Al Pellegrini for Mr. Torme. Fine guitar work in there by Al Hendrickson. I Know Why, written by Harry Warren, Mack Gordon. Finally, for Harry Warren, Chattanooga Choo Choo, also by Warren and Mack Gordon. Score for the film, 1941 film Sun Valley Serenade, performed by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, arrangement by Jerry Gray. This has two parts to it, essentially. The first features the vocalizing of Tex Beneke and the Modernaires, then Dorothy Dandridge and the Nicholas Brothers, who did some fantastic singing and some even more fantastic dancing in that film. The soloist, Tex Beneke tenor, Chummy McGregor, the longtime pianist with Miller, and both open and muted trumpet solo by Billy May. Harry Warren and Mack Gordon's Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Thank you. my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version of a really solid Tennessee excursion. Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes.
Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
oh boy.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get a boy.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga. Choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
She said the Tennessee line, Jack.
She means that she can't afford.
I can't afford to board a Chattanooga.
What have you got in there?
Oh, God, my fare.
You say you have?
Uh-huh, but not a nickel to spare.
Well, I do declare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner.
Nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When whistle blowing 8 to the bar.
Then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shuffle all the coal in, got to keep it rolling.
Whoa, Chattanooga, back you are.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, there you are.
Chattanooga Choo Choo, written by Harry Warren, lyric by Mack Gordon, and that from the 1941 film score for Sun Valley Serenade, an arrangement for Glenn Miller and his orchestra by Jerry Gray. Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs sang, Dorothy Dandridge and the Nicholas Brothers sang. Tex Beneke played tenor saxophone solo, Chummy McGregor, Mac Gregor, on piano, and Billy May on the open and muted trumpet solo. Harry Warren, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fisher family of companies. Fisher has carefully collected a small group of companies, each concentrated in a specialty of plumbing, heating, or router services. Combined today, they offer synergy among all services offered. Info online at fischerplumbing.com.
Now to John Williams, a brilliant and quite obscure piano player. For a while, he was with Stan Getz Quintet, and I'm presenting that from 1953 for Norgren Records, John Williams on the piano with the Stan Getz Quintet. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Before I tell you about that set you just heard, let me say you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
Now, that last set that you heard was, first of all, Stan Getz Quintet, 1953, for Norgrand Records, meaning Stan Getz tenor, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, John Williams, the W person, playing the piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Frank Izzola, on the drums. What'd they do? A 1942 hit by Victor Schertzinger called Tangerine, and Richard Rogers' 1939 composition, I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Then I chased that and had another band do that, I Didn't Know What Time It Was, featuring Teddy Wilson on the piano with the Jazz Giants of 1956, Roy Eldridge trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Lester Young on tenor sax, Teddy Wilson piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Gene Ramey bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. All right, let's see where we're going to go here. Look at my notes. Richard Wyands, Wyands, piano, and Frank Wess, flute and tenor, in a band backing Etta Jones.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. Thank you.
tumble off, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do.
you are far away from me. Some little something mean and love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be, I will pray for you night and day for you. It will till you're returning home. Give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me. Thank you.
Blackbird, no one here can love and understand me. It's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. That's how it's gotta feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is. That's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. Unless he needs you. Always. Always.
Jones in a set for you and for me. Something else, 1960 for Prestige Records. Frank West, flute and tenor. Richard Wyans, piano. Skeeter Bess, guitar. George DeVivier, string bass. Roy Haynes, drums. And Etta singing. If I Had You, a 1928 composition by Jim Campbell, Reg Connolly, and Ted Shapiro. On the Street Where You Live, from My Fair Lady, 1956. Music by Frederick Lowe and lyric by Alan J. Lerner. Something to Remember You By, 1930. Music by Arthur Schwartz and lyric by Howard Dietz. Bye Bye Blackbird, 1926. Ray Henderson and lyric by Mort Dixon. And All the Way, 1957, for the film The Joker is Wild, with Frank Sinatra, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. Etta Jones, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Stoneway Hardware in Wallingford and Sound Community Bank, both proud to support KPLU through the Buy Local program. A list of other locally owned businesses is online at kplu.org/buylocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Now, Sandy Williams, trombonist, and in this case, this set, Elmer Williams, no relation, playing the tenor sax. The band is Chick Webb, the great drummer. All these are from 1934. If you hear a trombone player, it's Sandy Williams. If you hear a tenor player, it's Elmer Williams.
Thank you.
I was trying to get one to work and it didn't, but we got two of the three. This Chick Webb, his drums and his band, and the trombone work of Sandy Williams and the tenor sax work of Elmer Williams for Columbia Records. Let's Get Together, written by Webb and arranged by Edgar Sampson, who played alto saxophone solos throughout, Runal Jones on trumpet solo. Then Sampson's beautiful Stompin' at the Savoy, same year, 1934, for Columbia, with the solos by Mario Bazza on trumpet, Sandy Williams on trombone, Elmer Williams tenor, Jones again on trumpet, Pete Clark on clarinet, and Edgar Sampson ending on the alto, and the beautiful drumming throughout by the leader of the band, Chick Webb, 1934, for Columbia. Now, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Great Harvest Bread Company and Goit House Natural Foods, Belly Timber Bars, proud to support KPLU through the Buy Local program. More information of locally owned businesses is online at kplu.org/buy local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Thank you.
Sandy Williams and his Big Eight, I thought it would be an interesting idea to compare his trombone playing with Chick Webb earlier in his own band there for Hot Records Society, HRS Records. Sandy on trombone, Pee Wee Irwin trumpet, Tab Smith alto saxophone, Cecil Scott tenor and baritone saxophone, Jimmy Jones piano and celeste, Brick Fliegel on guitar, Sid Weiss, W Person, on the bass, and Denzel Best on drums. What'd we hear? T for Me, written by Williams. G Baby Ain't I Good to You by Don Redman, and Sandy's Blues by Williams again. Sandy Williams. I'd like to leave you today with another trombonist, Dickie Wells, also for Hot Record Society, 1946.
Now my love has gone, although I knew that he was wrong. Thank you.
For Hot Record Society, HRS Records, that's Dickie Wells, his trombone, and his Big Seven, 1946 in New York. George Treadwell playing the trumpet, Dickie Wells trombone, Bud Johnson tenor, Cecil Scott baritone saxophone, Jimmy Jones piano, Al McKibben bass, Jimmy Crawford drums, and guest vocalist Sarah Vaughan. We're Through was the vocal, and that was written by Tad Dameron and Ann Greer. And then Buck Clayton's Bud Rock, and then Opera in Blue and Drag Nasty, both by Dickie Wells. As I said, 1946 in New York City. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken. Another great edition of The Art of Jazz. And I've got you for All Blues next from 6 to midnight, right after Stardate.
Stardate, August 9th. The Perseid meteor shower is heating up, but unfortunately, the moon will cool it off. Like all meteor showers, the Perseids are the progeny of a comet. In this case, Comet Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the Sun every 135 years or so. As it gets close to the Sun, solar heat vaporizes some of its outer layers of frozen water and gases. This also releases small grains of solid material.
Over time, these grains spread out along the comet's orbit. Earth flies through this dusty pathway every summer, sweeping up some of the dust grains. As they slam into the atmosphere, they explode into streaks of superhot gas, the streaks of light known as meteors or shooting stars. But the Perseids are clumpy. Big clouds of dust grains stick together. Many of the clumps are close to the comet itself. So when Swift Tuttle returns to the inner solar system, the number of meteors goes way up. The comet last passed our way a decade and a half ago, but there's still a possibility that we could pass through one of the dense clumps this year.